It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. Jim Scanlon wasn't born or raised in East Grand Forks, but he certainly made a name for himself as a coach in the city. Details next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. Presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. Jim Scanlon wasn't born or raised in East Grand Forks, grew up in the Twin Cities suburb of Cottage Grove, attended school at BSU, played for Bob Peters, started his coaching career on the men's side, an assistant coach at the University of North Dakota, 1989 to 1996, at Western Michigan from 85 to 89, was a graduate assistant coach at Northern Michigan in 84 and 85. After his coaching days at North Dakota, went to East Grand Forks High School, was the athletic director, and also the head boys hockey coach. Led East Grand Forks to four section titles and four Minnesota State High School League state tournaments. After his time at East Grand Forks, took the head job at Bemidji State, leading the women's program, starting in the 2014-2015 season. Not often that one can play at a school and then be a head coach at the school. Current Beaver head coach, Tom Ceratori.
That was his calling. That's where... You know, he cut his teeth, per se, and then obviously he got this job. So, I mean, he's still a big part of that, you know, that Grand Forks area. Heck, he does the color commentary, you know, for the North Dakota game, as we all know. So, he's a big part of life over there, and he's a big part of life over here. It was fun. Scanny was a good guy to be around. He was fun to be around. He's a good man. He cares about the program, the programs, I should say. He's a good man, and it was fun, and we bounced a lot of things off each other. We talked a lot, but we were not only colleagues, we were friends, and I think that even, you know, that enhances your relationship, and you care about each other, you care about the program, and you're both dealing with the same cause.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.